It's Wednesday. We're on SNY. Hi, SNY, everybody.
Hi,
there.
SNY.
And I'm happy to tell you that new segment that we're going to try out from time to time. Maybe not every Wednesday at 5 o'clock, but today at 5 o'clock. And the name of that segment is... There you go, WTF Wednesday. Okay?
I was actually in a studio and streamed that for you. I hope you're happy.
You did?
I did, for
you. I didn't
you.
Even know who the voices were
It was me.
I would have done it as well.
Oh.
I was totally unaware that was happening. So I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you.
So the way it works is we scour the internet and we find stories for that would make you say something along the lines of, you know what it is?
What the blank?
So today's WTF story comes from the legal world that does involve sports. Former offensive lineman, you may have heard of the name Matt Khalil.
Yes.
You've heard of Matt Khalil before?
I have.
Well, Matt Khalil and his wife, unfortunately, got divorced. The relationship did not work out.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife went on a podcast and said one of the main reasons that things did not work out was because he was very well endowed.
Mm-hmm.
So well endowed that she compared his junk, okay,
right,
to not two, but nearly three cans of Coca-Cola.
That's
three.
Very few of us have that problem.
Three. Yeah. And it was very uncomfortable and it hurt and all the things you could imagine trying to make sweet, passionate love, right?
When you have a sleeve of Cokes, it's tough.
And he is now suing her.
Mm-hmm.
He is suing her for making those comments, that those comments were very hurtful to him and it's very personal, the size of his manhood. And it's like a defamation lawsuit
that
is playing itself out in a courtroom right now. So I would say, hey, Matt Khalil, that's the greatest thing a woman could ever say about you.
Can you imagine?
Why would you sue her? Right?
Yeah.
Now
you can't say anything. That's it.
The opposite is
that's
worse.
That's it. Of course. The opposite, I'm suing.
Right.
That's it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Now, it brought me, though, to...
I'm walking around bringing my divorce papers with me everywhere I go.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
So it reminded me, though, you know Candace Owens, the somewhat temperamental podcast host, mm-hmm. Who has crazy conspiracy theories out there, right? Is being sued by the Macrons, you know, the presidential family in France, because she alleges that Mrs. Macron is really a man.
Okay.
And no joke, in Discovery, she's going to have to, you know, show that she's not a man. That's actually happening.
Yeah.
So, 'cause they sued her for defamation.
Yeah.
But if I'm Matt Khalil, I want this court case to play out. Because at some point, a judge is going to say...
Maybe that's it.
I got to see it.
Maybe that's the reason.
Right?
Maybe it's that nobody believes him. And he's like, I just want this in court where I'll have to... There'll be pictures taken. There'll be proof.
So I told my wife this morning, I said, if we ever get divorced, right? God forbid it happens.
Yeah.
Can you please tell people the reason is that I'm the size of three cans of Coke?
Yeah. Not bad. And have no fear.
It was just too much for you.
Have no fear of retaliation for those comments, I promise you.
But the whole story's nuts, but man, I would thank you. I'll give you half of what I got for saying that publicly. I want you to say that publicly. So that's the only one I got for today. But because you can't top that one.
No.
I have a few others. I'm looking at my list here.
I remember when the story came out. And now he's suing her. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm like, I could give you a few others, but I led with the best one I had.
Yeah.
So what's the name of that segment again? Wednesday. There you go. All right, get some phones locked up here, 888-808-1019. A little baseball for you. So earlier today, you made a good point. You asked a question that you were frustrated as not just a Yankee fan, but as a baseball fan.
Yeah.
That the baseball offseason doesn't have a better pace to it.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series happens, the World Series ends, and then we kind of drag on. There's a signing here, a signing there.
Yeah.
But you don't have that action.
And we have these winter meetings where all these teams go down to a hotel either in Florida or Tennessee or wherever in warm weather. And we're all expecting news to come out of those winter meetings. And a lot of times, sometimes it does, but this year, absolutely nothing came out of it. It takes forever. These big free agents take forever to sign. Scott Boras clients in particular take forever to sign.
Yeah.
And it holds up the entire offseason because you're waiting for the big dominoes, so the little dominoes know where to set their sights.
So it's interesting. So in that conversation, if you miss it, it's, you can check it out on the podcast when they put it up later today. Mm-hmm. One of the, I came back around based on your idea, and I asked you if you were suggesting that they implement some type of deadline.
Yeah.
So, you know, a week after the World Series, it opens up, set up a deadline so... Yeah. You basically have almost like a sprint to the finish line.
Yeah.
And all the multi-year contracts that get signed in free agency would happen, bang, and maybe you kind of take December back a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Baseball's relevant in December, something right. like that, right?
Right.
So we're on the same page. So I did a little research on it,
mm-hmm.
and here's what's interesting about it. Major League Baseball, not once but twice, proposed exactly what you and I were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be clear. Neither one of us knew that this had happened. So
no,
that's on
I
us.
I didn't remember this.
It's on us not to know it, but it is what it is. So twice, Major League Baseball, the owners, proposed multi-year contract deadlines in the offseason, just like we're talking about. The union shot it down both times.
No.
So it's a good idea. Baseball fans want it, but the owners wanted it also.
So I'm not just being selfish and it's all focused on what the Yankees offseason is.
You're saying it because the Yankees haven't done anything.
That's not why I'm saying it.
It's exactly why
I'm saying it. Because it's good for baseball.
Yes.
And baseball agrees.
What's more important to you, Yankees success or the sports success?
Yeah, what's important to me, but I want the sports success too. I want all of it. I want to have an exciting offseason.
You don't care about the sports success as long as the Yankees are winning championships. Like, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
It would not be good for baseball if the Yankees won five consecutive World Series.
Right.
But would it bother you? Well,
no.
Okay, so.
But what makes you say it wouldn't be good for baseball?
It wouldn't
be good for baseball.
It wouldn't be like if the Dodgers win three more. That's not good for baseball. I mean, I guess.
Is it better for baseball than the Pittsburgh Pirates not giving a damn?
Yes, I agree with that, that's not an option.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying that's the reason. You want to.
And I agree, baseball, like all sports, we need villains.
Yeah.
We need great teams that we can root against. The Dodgers
Absolutely.
Are now legitimately that team.
100%.
Back to back, a great World Series. Lucky to win it, but they did win it.
Yeah.
And now they're going for a three-peat, mm-hmm. and they're the favorites to do it, right?
Yep.
I think the Yankees will be the American League favorites again preseason.
Yes, they are
right
now.
I think we have the best starting pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned a little bit about the bullpen.
I like the Wii.
That's right.
I like it.
That's right. I'm a Wii guy.
Yeah, I like it.
That being said, the Dodgers' dominance right now is good for the sport because we're all rooting against them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it goes on for three, four, five, six years, then it becomes a problem for the sport.
Right. I understand that. Yes, of course I'm going to root for the Yankees to win every single World Series, no matter how damning it is to the game. But I know that's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, they can't win one. It's been 2009. So
Tough run.
So, but I still want what's best for the game of baseball. I'm a baseball fan, and I want off seasons that matter.
You know that the owners agree with you,
all right.
and it's the players' union that said, Rats.
"Well, there's no participation trophy. Get it done. Figure out how to get it done."
Well, they're gonna have a lot
Something
of time next year to try to figure out how to get it done.
But yeah,
right.
And today's Shohei Ohtani Day. We didn't even talk about that. The greatest baseball player who ever lived. We celebrate him today.
He's not the greatest baseball player.
He's the greatest
ever
baseball
lived.
Player who ever lived.
No, I don't want to get into those hacky arguments with you, so
okay.
just go to bed believing that. That's fine.
Okay.
All good. I've no that's what it is what it is.
That's it.
Be nice if you actually put a glove on once in a while.
he does when he pitches.
when he pitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that baseball, you know, has a Shohei Ohtani Day.
They love Shohei Ohtani.
They should love Shohei Ohtani.
They should.
Ratings were great. World Series ratings were
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Globally, ratings were great.
And the number one reason why the Dodgers are who they are.
Yeah, I agree. But it kind of feels like, did Major League Baseball ever celebrate, like, anyone else based on their jersey number? Like.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson has a day.
Jackie Robinson in death. Yes,
mm-hmm.
posthumously.
Right.
They celebrate his legacy,
yeah.
and everybody wears 42, and it's great.
Right.
But have they ever done that for another living player, active player?
Well, it's not like the player. It's not like the number 17 is retired throughout
But
the
baseball
game.
Celebrating Shohei Ohtani Day.
Yes, they are. In the offseason of an offseason that nothing's happened.
Now, to be fair,
so they're trying to do
there's
something.
No 99 on the calendar.
That's true.
So I'll give them that.
Right.
But on September 9th, they also don't go, hey, guess what?
They could.
It's Aaron Judge Day.
They easily could do 99.
Right? So it's kind of like they're picking favorites a little bit.
Oh, no doubt.
A little bit.
They're celebrating Ohtani, absolutely. He's two-time champion. He's the best player in the game.
Yeah.
I hate to admit that.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that somewhere in a federal prison in California, there's a former translator that today is celebrating Shohei Ohtani Day?
No.
I do.
You think he's celebrating
100%.
It? Oh, he's not like his picture up on the wall?
I think he is walking out of prison to a pool full of cash.
Yeah.
That's my belief.
How long, did you know what the sentence is? How long is
he going to be in prison? I think he got 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll do like 3.5, 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Federal prison. You get 15% off. And if you're not a jackass, you get the 15% off.
Right.
Yeah. And he may even go to a therapy program, which could take more time off his sentence.
And then he's going to walk out.
I will go to my grave. And I did a lengthy interview with Matthew Boyer, who's the bookie in that case, who swears up and down that Ohtani was never gambling. Yeah. I got to take him at his word. He's the guy taking the bets.
Right.
But I will go to my grave telling you.
Yeah.
That, not that Ohtani gambled, I'll be clear.
Yeah.
I'll go to my grave believing he was well aware
what
his interpreter was doing and bailed him out as a wealthy friend.
Yeah.
I am not suggesting Ohtani gambled.
Right.
I think it's likely that he did, but I can't prove that he did, so I can't say that he did.
But you feel strongly that he was
and
the
tell
one
you why I
he
say
was approving
he knew.
The transfers and all that.
Because when Ipe, the interpreter, first spoke to the press, and I forget the gal at ESPN who did a great job on the interview, he said, I have a problem. I'm the gambler, and I'm just blessed to have a wealthy friend that has bailed me out. My word's not his, but paraphrasing.
Yeah.
And then 24 hours later, after the lawyers got involved, that story changed and flipped on its head.
Yeah.
And that story, there's no reason
Ohtani
for that story
came out
changed.
And denied it vehemently. Like, he came out and
not
said,
at first,
I,
though.
No. Nope. No, you're right. The interpreter's comments first.
The interpreter
but then Ohtani,
first said, I was the one gambling. Ohtani bailed me out. He knew what I had done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
24 hours later, when lawyers showed up, he recanted the story and said Ohtani didn't know that I stole the money from him.
Right.
Why would that story change literally overnight?
Yeah.
And it did drastically after the lawyers got involved. So I want to be clear. I don't know that Ohtani bet. Maybe he never wagered on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Ipe was a terrible sports gambler. He was wagering on, like, European ping pong.
Yeah.
Like, crazy stuff that he knew nothing about. But the story did change. And for some reason, I know the reason, nobody talks about it. Why'd the story change? Because it's fun to swim in a pool of cash. Like, would you do 5 years in federal prison for $50 million? As a single man, no kids, no wife.
I don't know.
Well, That might have been the choice that was presented to him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was going to prison anyway, right? I mean,
no.
If he fights it and says Ohtani was giving me the money.
If you didn't steal the money,
you didn't
go to prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, it's never been illegal to place the wager.
Right.
It's illegal to book the wager.
Right.
Right? So if he didn't steal the money, it's not wire fraud. It's not theft.
Yeah.
He's only went to prison because Ohtani then accused him of stealing.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I stole. Yeah. And by the way, that case went quick, didn't it? That plea bargain went quick. He went away quick.
You've been in prison.
Yes,
would you do 5 more years for $15 million?
For $15 million? Yes. No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I
it
would
is,
either.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would either.
There's probably a number.
Yeah.
There's probably a number. Also, are you single?
Yeah.
Are you married? Do you have kids? No kids?
Right,
all that comes into play.
I definitely wouldn't.
But I can tell you from life experience, it is as bad as you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to sugarcoat that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so. But it also saved my life. So I have to take it, the good with the bad on that one. Here's Duke in Westport, Connecticut. Duke, what's going on, Cookie?
Oh!
What's up, kid?
Fellas. First off, I want to congratulate you guys.
Thank you.
C-Mac, long time coming. It's awesome to hear you in the afternoon, in the daytime, when the rest of us are awake.
Thank you, Duke.
Just big congratulations,
Thank
man.
You. I appreciate
it. Now let's get to Mr. Blue Collar Guy joining us once again. Greg, very happy to have you back. I just want to point out one thing.
Yeah.
You have now come back to the fan as many times as a very good friend of yours that you may pronounce his name a little bit differently than he does. Of course, that's the sports pope, Mr. Francesa himself. So all I'm saying is you can't leave us again, Craigie. Very happy to have you back, pal.
Well,
and I'm looking forward to listening.
I appreciate
until you're here.
That, but let me just say this, and I appreciate that sentiment. You got one thing factually wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I can leave again. I can't come back again. I have no intentions of leaving. I would have to hit the lottery to leave.
Would you?
And I don't play the lottery because it's gambling.
That's a good point.
So I'll be here for a bit.
That's good.
Yes.
Good to know.
Yes. And I'd like you to be right there.
Well, that'd be great.
That's it. That's my big plan.
Big news.
Because one
name
day,
on the show.
No, that's not happening. But one day I want you to be interviewed and say, you know, I got to tell you, I know a lot of people may not think this way about him, but that's my guy.
Yeah.
Couldn't have done it without him. I owe everything to him. That kind of thing.
It's not going to be that hard to say.
That kind of thing. That's all I want.
Well, you got
that's
it. All I want. I spoke to Newsday today. We'll see.
What?
What?
Who'd you talk to Newsday? Neil Best retired.
I know.
What's the other guy? Anthony something?
Yes.
Reber, is that it?
I believe that's who it was.
Yeah, he I've never met him. I don't even think I've ever talked to him. But he seems like a good guy. Did he write nice things about you?
I have no idea. But I told him
can you guys check Newsday? Please tell me I have his name right. I apologize.
Yeah, I
don't know his name. I think it's Anthony Reber.
We just got introduced in a second.
If it's Anthony Reber, can we find out what he wrote about you? That'd be nice to know.
I shouldn't have said it. But yeah, I just spoke to him today.
Oh, so maybe the article comes out tomorrow.
Minutes. Yeah, I don't know when.
Yeah.
It was pretty superficial. So
you didn't get in depth with him?
No, I didn't get too much in depth.
Then I won't read it. All right.